The Packers quickly turned their attention to their Thanksgiving Day matchup against the Lions at Ford Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Packers now 2-0 against NFC North foes, beating the Vikings 23-6 yesterday.
I think we have the best division of football right now, by far. It's the best division of football. So every win matters. And, you know, this stretch of division games, this is going to matter for playoffs. Whether we have home games, seeding, whatever. I mean, what you guys see last year, like, it's crazy. So it's going to be competitive as hell. And the fact that we got two of them, you know, we're on the right path.
Micah Parsons had two sacks yesterday, giving him 10 for the season. It makes him just the second NFL player to post a 10-plus sacks in each of his first five seasons in the league, joining the late Reggie White. Week 12 of the NFL season wraps up tonight with Monday Night Football. Carolina visits San Francisco to take on the 49ers. Giants fired defensive coordinator Shane Bowen after New York blew yet another second-half double-digit lead and fell to the Lions in overtime. It's the fifth time this season New York failed to hold on to a double-digit lead and lost. Football Badgers turning their attention to Saturday's season finale against the Minnesota Gophers in the Twin Cities. It's been a tough year for Bucky, and they'd love to cap off the season with a win and regain possession of Paul Bunyan's axe. Luke Fickell says it's important that they finish strong.
That's what complimentary football looks like, to be honest with you. That's what I'm most proud of right now. I mean, there's nothing better than sending these seniors out of here the right way. I know this isn't the end-all be-all, and it's been a battle ups and downs and been a rough year, as you guys all know. But, you know, you got to play your best ball at the end of the year if you're going to move in the right direction.
Bucks return to action tonight, the last of three straight at home. They'll host the Portland Trailblazers at Fiserv Forum. Brewers signed Jake Bowers to a one-year deal worth $2.7 million over the weekend. Six other players, including catcher William Contreras, are all headed for arbitration. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.